With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. The California High-Speed Rail Authority has released a revised draft environmental impact report for the project section between Fresno and Bakersfield. The authority has provided alternative routes west of Hanford in response to public dissatisfaction with the proposals in the original report released last year. Frank Oliveira of the Citizens for California High-Speed Rail Accountability says he's still concerned with the revised draft, as he isn't convinced the authority has done what they can to understand the effects the high-speed rail could have in the valley.
I would like to think that they would have taken some of the information we were complaining about and addressed it better, but there are so many things that they have not talked to people on the ground about that the environmental impact report is going to be woefully deficient.
The revised report says that around 450 homes and more than 1,000 residents would likely be displaced by the primary route of the 114-mile stretch. While the authority expects to compensate owners for their property and relocation costs, Oliveira says that is not an adequate answer to the environmental impact.
They've never done any serious on-the-ground analysis of what they're destroying. They said that they wouldn't release this draft environmental impact report until they addressed the county's concerns, so they haven't done that. So they've never operated in good faith. Why should we believe that they ever will?
The authority has said they will extend the public comment period by 15 days to allow individuals to voice their concerns and offer suggestions for the project. Comments will be accepted from July 20th until September 20th online or through one of the four informational workshops they will offer in August. This is Valley Public Radio News.